there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Shite International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin. Her dad took a stroll through the wood.
Dad didn't want to.
But Mum said he should.
Now, let's not be out here too long,
said the dad.
But just long enough for some fun to be had.
We're not having fun,
his daughter said back.
We're out here looking for Gruffalo tracks.
A Gruffalo? Ah, a Gruffalo. Right. Well, off we both go, then, into the night. So, what do we look for?
The weary dad sighed.
For marks in the bark,
his daughter replied.
For scratches and scritches scraped into the trees. For busted up branches and slashed up leaves.
Just don't be too sad if we see nothing here.
Oh, but I saw one earlier, I'm sure he looked.
The dad held his laugh back as much as he could, and his daughter led both of them into the wood. The girl and her dad both continued to roam. Dad kept complaining about
not being home.
Don't grumble, keep looking,
commanded his child, and although he was moody, the grumpy dad smiled.
All right, 'cause I love you,
he said with a grunt.
Okay, let's keep on and continue our hunt.
For Gruffalos?
Yes, for Gruffalos.
Right. Well, let's carry on then. Into the night. But how can we hunt if there's no marks to say?
We follow the smell. That will show us the way. A mustily, fustily scent of damp hair and the stink from the flesh is munched up in his lair.
This all sounds quite grim. Good thing they're not real.
I told you I saw one. He'll soon be revealed.
All right. If you say so,
he said with a laugh, and his daughter led both of them down the dark path. Deeper amongst shadowed trees they both walked, chatting about this fierce creature they stalked.
I promise you, darling, there's no such thing. It just comes from some writer's imagining.
You said that of unicorns and mermaids too, but I've seen this Gruffalo, I promise you.
The Gruffalo?
Yes, the Gruffalo, right. You'll see one yourself by the end of the night.
And if there's no footprints and if there's no scent, then how can we work out which way this thing went? Do we look for some cowering fox, owl or snake, or a smug-looking mouse eating nuts by the lake?
Oh, Dad, you read too many books,
the girl said.
This is a real Gruffalo we have hunted. If you listen closely, you'll hear its low growl.
All right, I'll listen, but... Oh my God, what was that?
What was that?
Silly old Dad, didn't you know? That's the sound of a real Gruffalo.
Did anyone else hear?
Seriously, what was that?
The stories are nice, but they're just kiddie stuff.
No, I'm not playing now. What is that?
Their fierce beast is too friendly. It's not good enough.
Something weird is happening to the story here, guys.
Since you first told me of him, I wanted to see.
Okay, this is getting dangerous.
If he's really as mean as he's made out to be,
I think we need to get out of here.
Yes, get out of there.
See, I played it earlier, and what a surprise.
We need to go home.
For in these woods, the Gruffalo lies.
What?
What?
There's plenty of stuff that the book got wrong.
Guys, can we stop the story? Guys?
He's not fuzzy and fat, but bristly and long. His purple prickers are more like spikes.
Let's just...
And food-wise, it's people that he most likes.
Let's just...
Just go!
His eyes aren't orange, they're as black as the night.
Just keep calm and everything will be absolutely...
But I'll tell you one thing the book got right.
Fine.
He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws.
Oh, God! Oh, God! What's wrong with you people? Did you ask me to narrate this?
Help! Help!
Oh, thank goodness.
I can't move. I think I've broken my leg.
Stop the story, guys, please.
What is that? It's coming closer.
I needed some bait, so you're it, of course.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
As he covers his food in Daddy's sauce. Sorry, Daddy.
Oh, help. Oh, no.
I love the Gruffalo.
That was No Such Thing, written by Andy Marchant, and starring MV Marchant, Andy Marchant, and Ali Gallo. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us next week for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!